This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Son, daughter, Allah knows everything. I might not be with you, my son, all the time. But there is somebody who is always with you. He sees you. He does this. How important is that?
To fear.
Yeah, not necessarily to fear him, but also to be mindful of him. This is something we don't do. When we teach our children, we don't connect them to Allah's knowledge. That's bad. What did Rasulullah say to Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, when he took him for a ride? And he was just a kid. Just a kid. Like those kids, 6-7 years old. He said, Ya Ghulam, Ihfadillah, Yahfad. Say, oh kid. Preserve Allah, Allah will preserve you. Be mindful of Allah, Allah will be mindful of you all the time. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahak. Remember Allah, Allah will always be in front of you. You will always find Him. This is how Rasulullah was talking to children who were not even at that age of maturity. One thing we do very wrongly in raising our children, we don't talk to them as men and women. And that's why at the age of 25 years old, the person is still afraid of taking the trash outside his home. Why? Because the way we treat them, not as men. And that's why they are not being mature. They are not mature. These kids. 12 years old, you talk to him like a baby. He's 12 years old. He's a man. At the age of 12, where did the Prophet ﷺ go? Barefooted, on his feet. From Mecca until Syria. You see, some brothers never accompany their children with them, even at the age of 18, 19. They are left for Xboxes and TV and internet to raise them. And then they say, why? You see a sister never bringing her daughter with her to the masjid. They don't even come to the masjid, let alone bring her daughter with her. And then say, well, the girl is doing her homework. What type of homework they do in their private rooms, with the internet? Be careful, brothers, be careful. Be careful, please. You and I maybe didn't have the chance to grow up with the internet. I'm not saying the internet is bad, but be careful, be extremely careful. The way you talk to them, talk to him like a man, he will start behaving like a man. You talk to him like a child, he will always be like a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Why? You didn't answer me yet. Why he said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I know the secret world of heavens and the earth. Why so important in this context? And I know what you reveal and what you hide. And he's talking to the angels. If Allah knows the secret world of heavens and earth and he's talking to the angels, how about me and you? We the sinners. We sin, they don't. الملائكة لا تخطئ لا تعصي الله عز وجل. We do make mistakes. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يأمرون. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to whatever He commands them, and they do exactly what He tells them. We don't do exactly. We may not disobey Allah, but we don't do exactly what He tells us. May Allah forgive us. So it's a powerful verse that always remember, brothers. If Allah has said to the angels, I know even what you may hide in your hearts, in your own creation. How about us? And then he said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا. We told the angels to make sujood for Adam. Right away, فَسَجَدُ. No problem. No problem. Who disobeyed? You know all the story. Alhamdulillah. When Allah tells you to make sujood and you don't, when Allah tells you to pray and you don't pray, are you like Iblis or like the angels? Now tell me, people who don't pray, and they know prayer is mandatory in Islam. Brothers, Iblis didn't have a problem with Allah. He had a problem with Adam. Okay. Now pay attention to this, please. Pay attention to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzah, the Lord of Glory, is telling the angels, bow out of welcome. It was not sujood of ibadah. It was not sujood of ibadah. Nobody should think that anybody can make sujood to anybody. No, no sujood except for Allah. No prostration except for Allah. No ruku'ah, no sujood except for Allah. Okay. But Allah is telling the angels to bow out of welcome, respect. And because Allah said so, only because Allah said, otherwise we don't do it. They do it quickly, without any question, without being late. Except who? One creation of Allah, that is Iblis. At that moment, he was still called Iblis. When he disobeyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah called him Shaytan. And Shaytan is sifa, is an attribute, it's not a name. The Shaytan, Ash-Shaytan. Alif Lam, when it joins a word, it becomes sifa. So a human being can be a Shaytan too. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them Shayateen al-Insi wal-Jinn. The Shayateen among the humans and among the ins. There are Shayateen among us too. Okay. When a person like you and me, who Allah tells him, worship me, come and worship me, come and do ruku' and sujood, refuses. Is he like the Shaytan or is he like the angels? Come on, brothers, listen, talk to me. He's like the Shaytan, good. When the Shaytan refused to make sujood, did he refuse to make sujood to Allah or to a creation of Allah called Adam? Now, when you don't pray, you are worse than the Shaytan, equal to the Shaytan, or less than the Shaytan? Worse than the Shaytan. Because the Shaytan didn't say to Allah, I don't worship you. I have a problem with this guy, this new creation. Please tell these people who don't pray this. Maybe it wakes them up. Tell them. And if they just understand that if we practice Islamic law when it comes to people who don't pray, they don't deserve even Salat al-Janazah. They don't even deserve Salat al-Janazah. They don't deserve even the burial in Islamic cemetery and Islamic manner. Maybe this wake them up. Because I know some people wake up and say, brother, I may do a lot of bad things in my life, but my last farewell, my departure from this dunya to the hereafter, I want it with some kind of goodness. And that is Salat al-Janazah at least. But tell them that. Tell them, if we practice Islamic law, we are not supposed even to pray on you, Salat al-Janazah. Not even wash your body, not even pray on you, not even bury you in Islamic. Why? تتكبر على الله يحينتا. Why? Why are you arrogant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The shaytan said, I'm better than him. And he even said, by your glory, فَبِعِزَّتِ, by your glory, O Allah, I will do this to this person. So the people who don't pray to Allah, especially the Muslims, they're worse than shaytan, brothers. Shaitan never said, I don't bow to you, O Allah, but I don't like him. Jealousy. Please. And then the ayah continues, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى. He refused, واستكبر. He had two problems. أَبَى. Who can object Allah's order? Allahu Akbar. واستكبر. Arrogance. Arrogance is a very dangerous disease of the heart that one day, inshallah, we will just highlight, give one lecture or two just about how this disease gets to the heart. You might be a very good person. Iblis was a good creation of God until he saw Adam. One of the worst ways that the shaitan gets you to be arrogant like him is he triggers you to be jealous. And that's why be very careful from jealousy, brothers. What kicked Shaytan out of Allah's mercy? Jealousy. What made the first sin on earth, which is killing, the first sin on earth was killing, murder, happen. What made it happen? Jealousy. Qabil got jealous of Habil and he killed him. What made the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, throw him in the well?